Hi, I'm Phil Nee with news. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that the Iowa County Sheriff's Department is currently working with an oversized load on State Highway 130 south of Limix Hill Road near Avoca. State Highway 130 is currently closed from State Highway 133 to State Highway 23. You can access side roads, just don't use the road near the incident on the large hill. Authorities are investigating a tragic workplace accident that occurred the morning of August 7th, resulting in the death of a construction worker. The Grant County Sheriff's Office reported receiving a 911 call at approximately 8:10 regarding an incident on County Road Q, where a worker had fallen while performing repairs on a farm building. According to preliminary reports, a construction crew was actively working on the roof of the structure when one member, a 44-year-old man, fell through the roofing material. The individual plunged approximately 30 feet before striking the concrete floor below. Although co-workers and responding emergency personnel from Highland EMS and the Wisconsin State Patrol provided immediate medical assistance and life-saving measures, the victim was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office. The identity of the deceased is currently being withheld pending the notification of next of kin. A comprehensive investigation is now underway, led by the Grant County Sheriff's Office in coordination with the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, and the Grant County Coroner's Office. Multiple agencies, including the Iowa County Sheriff's Office and the Darlington Police Department, also assisted at the scene. WRCO's Walk with Grace radio auction wrapped up yesterday, and it was a big success. The five-day auction raised a total of $32,915 for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, shattering last year's total of $26,730 by over $6,000. Thank you to all who bid, donated items, and money. It was greatly appreciated. The Walk with Grace ceremony is coming up this Friday at Crosskill Park, getting underway with the opening ceremony at 6 p.m. Now that August is underway, that means a new school year will be arriving soon. The Richland School District will be holding an upcoming event to help students prepare for the school year. Dr. Sherry Johnson is Director of Curriculum at the Richland School District.
This coming Tuesday, August 11th, is when we have super registration. So it's a time when families can join us at the high school. All students and their families can come, and they would come there to make sure that they have all of their paperwork finished for the school year, just to know that they're enrolling. And that information is coming out soon. They should receive some communication soon on how to do that, because they can do that part virtually if they want, if they've been a student of ours previously. If they're a new student, they for sure should join us at this time, because they can get enrolled on the state also.
While attending super registration, if you need assistance, there will be plenty of help.
We will have people there helping with online registration. We'll have people helping with paper registration. We'll have people there helping with logins. If families are like, oh, I don't want to do this because I don't know how to log in, we have people there for that. We have people there who can speak Spanish. We have people there who will help with fees.
There will be representatives of organizations and groups available to answer any questions about transportation, extracurricular activities, sports, and more. You can also get your class picture taken at the event. Along with registering and getting questions answered, there will be other activities at super registration.
There's going to be food trucks that are going to be out there that you can come and get ice cream or food. You can check out the building, not a full building tour, but you can at least see, you know, the commons, and you can see the gym. If you're new to the area, I'm impressed by our facilities, and I think it's always great for people to come out and see our maintenance staff. They've just done this amazing job with all that's happening. They're still rocking it when it comes to making sure our facilities look so new.
Super registration for the Richland School District will get underway Tuesday morning, starting at 8 at the Richland Center High School. You can find out more on the Richland School District website or by calling the district office at 608-647-6106. A benefit for Jolene Newkirk will be held tomorrow from 3 until 8 at the Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. There will be a car cruise, a silent auction, and a bucket raffle along with other raffles. There will also be a barbecue chicken dinner at 5. All proceeds will go to Jolene Newkirk. If you would like to donate, please contact Jessica Wanneke at 608-604-1396 or Lori Rupsummer at 608-485-1272. The USDA reports for the week ending August 2nd, Wisconsin experienced 5.7 days suitable for field work. While southern and eastern regions received much-needed rainfall, dry conditions persisted in the northwestern areas. Topsoil moisture conditions were rated 9% very short, 21% short, 68% adequate, and 2% surplus. Subsoil moisture conditions were similar, with 7% very short, 20% short, 70% adequate, and 3% surplus. Corn progress steady as well, with 72% silking, which is on par with the five-year average, and 16% reaching the dough stage. Corn condition remains strong, with 72% rated as good to excellent. Soybean development was slightly ahead of schedule, with 86% blooming compared to the 81% average and 53% setting pods. The soybean crop maintained a 70% good to excellent condition rating. Oats were 93% coloring, outpacing the 90% average as well. The condition of all hay was rated 70% good to excellent, while pasture and range condition was rated 54% good to excellent. A coordinated multi-agency investigation has led to the arrest of David P. Sheldon in connection with a series of intentionally set fires across the La Crosse and Onalaska region. The investigation involved the La Crosse Police Department, La Crosse Fire Department, La Crosse County Sheriff's Office, Onalaska Police Department, and Onalaska Fire Department. The incidents began on Tuesday, July 28th, when law enforcement and fire personnel responded to numerous fires reported in close proximity in both La Crosse and Onalaska. Earlier that day, the La Crosse Police Department had investigated an entry and theft on State Road 16, where a vehicle key was stolen and a vehicle was entered. Sheldon was identified as a person of interest in that case and was taken into custody early Wednesday, July 29th. As the fire investigation continued, collaborative efforts, video footage, and evidence collected at the scenes linked Sheldon to the crimes. La Crosse Fire Chief Jeff Schott emphasized that arson is a violent crime that endangers citizens and first responders, noting that this arrest reflects the success of local agencies working together. Police Chief Sean Kudrin also credited the quick resolution to strong partnerships and critical tips from the community. Sheldon currently faces two counts of arson of property other than a building from the La Crosse Police Department. He is considered innocent until proven guilty, while the investigation remains active. Inquiries regarding the Onalaska portions of the case should be directed to the Onalaska Police Department.